Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys got Omicron in January? I did. And it sucked. It was horrible. I had been vaccinated. I had done the social distancing, masking, washing my hands all the time, you know, doing the hokey pokey, turning myself around, and I still got Omicron. And it stunk. It was bad. And I had the cough. I had symptoms at least a month or two afterwards. It took my allergy shot, my Kenalog shot, to actually stop the symptoms. Once I kind of put those two together, I'm like, that was interesting. But the allergies are so bad that, did you hear that? The allergies are so bad that crystal meth addicts are now bringing their crystal meth back to the pharmacy to try to get the Sudafed back. They can get Sudafed. I messed that up. But anyway. So when we had our COVID, right, and we usually tell ourselves, we dodged the bullet on that one. And I'm here to tell you that, sadly, a bunch of us who just had Omicron might be at risk for a serious health complication. Now, since COVID pandemic has begun, the 2020 COVID, even though it's COVID-19, and I think we've had it here in America since November of 2019, they have warned us that you can get a blood clot, not only during COVID, but for weeks to months after. And we knew about it. We heard about it. Some of our loved ones would have the blood clot. It's horrible. It's scary. But you're like, well, they had bad COVID. We don't know if for sure it's all bad COVID. And we also don't know what the long-term effect of Omicron is. What we do have is a study looking at the wild type as well as Alpha and even maybe early Delta has put people at risk for at least 2 months after their COVID getting a deep vein thrombosis, which is a blood clot in a deep vein, most commonly leg, but other areas. If it's been 110 days, you could. They have found that even 110 days, so that's almost 4 months from your COVID, they found a risk of pulmonary embolism, the clot going to the lungs. They also found within a couple months of your COVID, you'd have a bleeding disorder. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm done with Omicron. I know baby Omicron wave is coming. People are getting baby Omicron. You know, hopefully I have immunity. You need to be kind of watching out for some of these other symptoms. Don't think just because your COVID was a few months ago and you got through it okay, that you're not out of the woods. And I'm not saying this to scare people, but as a doctor, I have to warn you guys that this is the weirdest virus I've ever seen. I don't trust this sucker. I don't trust where it came from. And it seems to me that there's weirder and weirder things. And so that's why when people ask me, you know, I'm no fan of the mandates. I will never support mandates. But I am a fan of the vaccine because I don't want this virus in our bodies. I just don't like what it does. So this was a study published in the British Medical Journal where they looked at 1 million people who tested positive for COVID between February 2020 and May of 2021 in Sweden. They matched their age, sex, county of residence against 4 million control patients, and they found that the risk of DVT increased 70 days after COVID being positive, 110 days for pulmonary embolism, 60 days for bleeding. And these were pretty significant rates, which means we are not out of the woods after we get over our virus. Now, we've talked about long COVID. Long COVID, we're going to be studying for years. We don't know why people cough, have the brain fog, have the, you know, constant feeling of fatigue. I still feel tired. I haven't taken more naps than I ever have. And, yeah, it's not menopause. It's I had COVID in January. And after I do my show and I'm energetic and all that, I want to take a nap after my show. I know a lot of you guys want to fall asleep, too, because my show puts you to sleep. So, yeah, maybe the content's boring, but I don't think so. I don't think my content has been any more boring. There's no way it's been more boring than before, okay? My show's always been boring. But now, in particular, I feel like I need to sleep. I think that was the COVID. Some of you are having erectile dysfunction. Now, I mean, why now? So keep in mind that these viruses are doing very weird things to us. And I don't see the passion to trying to figure out, again, where this came from and if there's still that source or there's still that leak. But we have a very nasty virus. And any of you guys getting trouble breathing, chest pain, leg swelling, you notice you're bruising easier, you brush your teeth and you bleed, you pick your nose and your nose bleeds, you have a longer, heavier period, you start to notice your stool get dark. These could all be consequences of your COVID. Now, I don't have a study on Omicron. This is a study looking at the viruses that were from 2020 to 2021. So, you know, Alpha, Wild Type, and maybe some Delta in that, because Europe got Delta before we in America did in June, July of 2021. But It's one of those things where if at all you don't trust a symptom, all right, get it checked out. Now, I've had many patients call in saying, no, because I'm going to go to an urgent care and they're going to say it's just COVID, go home. So what you need to do if you don't think a doctor or a medical provider is going to listen is say, look, how do I know I don't have a blood clot? You know, how do I know this isn't a heart attack? Teach me. You're not challenging them, but when somebody says, yeah, I'm having some chest pain, and the doctor's like, oh, yeah, well, you had COVID, so no wonder. Say, look, how do I know this chest pain isn't heart disease? You know, when is chest pain heart disease? When is leg pain a blood clot? When isn't it? Those are the questions you need to ask so that it tells the medical provider to give you an answer, and then they might be like, you know what, let's just check. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Alan has two questions. He says, which news sources do I trust and listen to? And how long do I think the Ukraine-Russian conflict is going to go on for? That's you definitely don't want my opinion on that, but I'll give it to you. So where do I get my news? I have a duty. You guys are going to be like, oh, no, here she goes. No. I have a duty and an ethical obligation to give you guys facts, especially from a medical standpoint. And so I cross-reference everything, especially since Orifice Gate. Do you guys remember Orifice Gate? You guys don't remember that? Do I really have to relive it? Well, it was years ago on air. I got a medical alert, and I just took that medical alert and I read it to you guys, and it had, I had spoken about how men's orifices are dirtier than females' orifices. And I left the article, and I went to talk about why that could be, right? A whole segment on it. Then, when I go to review, right, to see if there's any updates, you know, and I found out that I misread the headline. It was men's offices are dirtier than females' offices. I did not double-check and cross-check and review the study myself prior to sharing that with you. So since Orificegate, I did, I made an apology, came on there saying, I'm so sorry, men's orifices might be perfectly clean. might have the exact same amount of microbes as a female's orifice, but the office is dirty. And since then, I feel it is my duty to make sure that I double-check, cross-check, all that. So the problem we have is you'll hear, President Trump is, telling people to inject, cleaner into their IV site, intravenously. And I'm like, what? And then you look to see other sources and nobody's talking about it. So I'm like, okay, let me actually see the video myself. I'm like, okay, I see what he was saying. Not very eloquently, but he was basically saying if we have in vitro applications where we could kill, these viruses with chemicals, why can't we find an in vivo application? That's safe. He didn't word it like that. He said, oh, wouldn't it be cool? These disinfectants could be put inside the body, kill the virus. He was being tongue-in-cheek, and everybody now says that, President Trump, told people to inject stuff into their IVs. So, I have to sift through that. And so, because of it, my medical, the medical headlines are easy. Because if I see something on CNN, Daily Mail, Fox News, I could also cross-check it. I could read the study. I find the study in The Lancet, the BMJ, the JAMA, I could read it, I could understand it. When it comes to political news, I tell you guys the source, and all I could do is, say hopefully that it's, as accurate as we can, and that's why I'll say reportedly or allegedly. So I look at all the sources. I look at CNN, I look at Washington Post, I look at Wall Street Journal, I look at the New York Post, I look at the New York Times, I look at Fox News. I think it's really, really important to see all sides of it. And then, to answer that question, that's what I do. I use a lot of sources. The reason why I like Daily Mail, it's not the only source I use, but it's one of the sources I use, is because Daily Mail gets the news first. Because they're working out of London, they're working out of New York. And so I will give credit to who reported it first. And so, sometimes I'll hear things even first, and I'll actually send it to Daily Mail, or I'll send it to Fox, or send it to CNN. But if I'm, getting ready to go to bed, and it's 11, 12 o'clock midnight, and I'm prepping for my show, I notice Daily Mail will have a story way before I see it with the other news outlets. So I prefer, sometimes getting, using that in terms of breaking news. Yep. So it's, all right. There's that question. In terms of, do I think the war is going to be going on for a while? I can't tell you how long. I personally think what's going to happen is the war won't stop until Putin goes away. At this point, Putin is not going to say our bad. Putin is not going to say, I got the part of Ukraine I wanted to. We're done. If there is a retreat, it's going to be a temporary retreat. As we spoke about how, Russian troops leaving Chernobyl, they went to Belarus, and they're, from what I understand, getting treatment for radiation poisoning. Many of the Kyiv, northern Ukraine soldiers going up to Belarus for, regrouping. I worry that any sort of, retreat or ceasefire is temporarily short-lived. And as you can see, of what's been happening with eastern Ukraine. The other reason why I think this conflict is going to go longer than we want is, like, for example, Germany said they're going to try to end Russian oil imports this year. So German Chancellor Olaf Scholz thinks Germany will be able to stop importing Russian oil this year. Many European countries are actively working to become independent from Russian oil imports. Our peace with Russia, or this artificial peace, had been because everybody was reliant on everybody else. Once that independence is obtained, okay, Russia, if they lose that money, and I think they should. I think countries should become, you know, independent, just like we need to be independent from China. But once Russia learns to live without Europe, then they don't need that checks and balances. Then Russia might continue to do what they want to do, continue to expand. And if those moves by Europe make Russia less powerful, Russia is going to want to feed on that power and pick up the countries that are not currently with NATO. So that's why I think it's one of those things where this won't end until Putin goes away and whoever succeeds him is going to be anti what happened. Because once these restrictions are, once everybody learns to live without Russia, we're not going to be very friendly with Russia, obviously, and Russia's not going to be very happy with us. And that's not going to get reversed. Nobody's going to all of a sudden go, you know what? Okay, Putin said he's going to be a nice guy, or Putin's successor is nice. Let's go back to trade. I think once people learn that, you know, to do without and become independent, I think they're going to try and stay that way. And there's going to be a big rush, big rush for electric vehicles. And, you know, because we're not going to see, it's different. You know how COVID changed things? And we are never going back to pre-COVID. This is going to be our new normal. Same thing with this. The Ukraine-Russia war has changed things where we're not going to go back. I know the war has only been going on for about 5-6 weeks, but sadly, 5 weeks going into 6 weeks, sadly, there is now no turning back. There is no trust of Russia. There is no trust of these, communist, dictatorial, fascist regimes. There's no trust on reliance of other countries. There's also might be like an every man for themselves when it comes to, you know, fuel and goods and now food shortages. We are going to see America's gonna be a little bit lagging behind feeling the pain of this, but they're gonna feel it too. Now, and nothing equates to the pain that Ukrainians are feeling right now, but it is going to be a different world. Odessa's under curfew right now due to a threat of Russian military strikes. Hungary has been now threatened by the European Commission, EU, saying they are going to break EU sanctions if they make good on their promise to pay for Russian energy in rubles. So Hungarian Prime Minister has indicated that the country is willing to pay for Russian gas in rubles, because President Vladimir Putin signed a decree demanding that unfriendly countries will be required to pay for gas in the currency. So you're almost starting to see a split with Europe where they're like, oh, look, I need the fuel, so I'll still work with Russia. It's going to start dividing Europe. So the European Commission has started to kind of say, look, if you're a part of the EU, this is how we do it. And so I think it's just drawing, you know, everybody into a world conflict. Russia is now expelling Polish diplomats. European agencies are, you know, ejecting Russians. So it's not looking good. 1-877 Doc Valley.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine a day after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people and hurt more than 100 at a train station. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. There were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Number 10 Downing Street said the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a crash Saturday morning. He was struck by a vehicle in Florida where he was training with teammates. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington Commanders. Actor Will Smith has been banned for 10 years from the Oscars and other activities of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The punishment comes after he slapped comedian Chris Rock following a joke at the expense of wife and fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. The Academy said in a statement that the Oscars were meant to be a celebration, but was overshadowed by Smith's unacceptable and harmful behavior. Smith says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. Wall Street had its first losing week in about a month. For the week, the Dow fell 97 points, the Nasdaq down 551 points, a 4% loss. The S&P 500 was off 58. Year to date, all of the major indexes remain down. You are listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was kind of shocking, but not shocking to many of us after the whole Flint water crisis. But a study has found that many public water systems, so your public tap water, is contaminated with unsafe levels of heavy metals. It's inexcusable, but this is where we are right now. And this was a study published in the Lancet Planetary Health. They looked at 38,000 community water systems to determine if levels of heavy metals exceeded the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's maximum contamination limit, MCL. And the metals they looked at was antimony, arsenic, barium, beryllium, cadmium, chromium, mercury, the inorganic, selenium, gallium and uranium. And they found arsenic had the largest proportion of average community water system concentrations above the EPA's limit. The next metal that was very highly present was uranium. All the other metals examined seemed to be less than what the maximum limit was. They were present, but limit the MCL. Levels for all metals, except arsenic and barium, seem to be the highest in the central Midwest. Especially, man, Nebraska has a, hold on, let me see if I can see this, a chromium issue. Southwest has a big issue with uranium. Mean uranium concentrations appear to be highest in the Southwest, followed by the central Midwest. So researchers said, compared with community water systems serving larger populations, those serving smaller populations generally had higher concentrations of arsenic, barium, and uranium, whereas these patterns were more mixed for chromium and selenium. The water system serving up to 500 people had some of the highest levels, the 75th and 95th percentile concentrations of arsenic. That's inexcusable, and uranium. Those serving about 500 to 3,300 people had the highest concentrations of barium. So it looks like small town, sadly, might have some major issues when it comes to who's, you know, water treatment and who's managing their water supplies. As you know, these heavy metals cause major health issues. Arsenic has been linked to issues with the cardiovascular system, nervous system, has been associated with skin cancer, lung cancer, bladder cancer, to name a few. Uranium has been linked to kidney disease, bone cancer, liver cancer, to name a few. These are not things that you want at higher levels. Now, mind you, you know, we do see these metals in nature. We do see these metals come into our groundwater. That's no surprise. But what you're drinking out of tap is supposed to be treated. And these things are supposed to have been filtered out to as much as they can. That's why the Environmental Protection Agency has certain limits, certain guidelines. Now, what the authors also found out is it appears to really be hitting many of the Hispanic communities. They say substantial geographic and socio-demographic variability in metal presence in water systems disproportionately affects semi-urban and Hispanic communities. They note that these inequalities in metal exposures can increase incidence of diseases associated with heavy metal exposure, including diabetes, cancer, liver disease, and cardiovascular disease. Now, one thing they didn't really go into is, you know, the rural. You know, we think, okay, urban is going to have much of the diversity, and rural is going to be, you know, more WASP or Caucasian or white. And that's not the demographic. That's not the makeup now. Many immigrants, many migrants, many people that want to not be around, you know, crime, pollution, traffic, do tend to go towards the, you know, the more rural areas. And so rural America is becoming more demographically diverse. And so when they say, you know, Hispanic communities are the most, are some of the most affected, you know, it's not, there's rural and there's Hispanic communities. Many, many Hispanic communities are in rural America. And if some of these communities do not have the infrastructure, because there are people going to areas that will allow them to escape deportation, let's say, or then they might not be living in areas that are well supervised from a water standpoint. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, sadly, that could then worsen some of their health issues. So authors are urging officials to improve water treatment, especially in communities facing high concentrations of unsafe levels. Yeah, you know, the EPA, I worked for the EPA, when I was in college, they are they have a big job on their hands, and one of the things, like I said, they need to do is regulate what happens in our drinking water. They have to look at the microorganisms. They have to look at the disinfectants, the byproducts of disinfectants, the inorganic chemicals, the organic chemicals, the radionuclides. And they need to be very judicious in their research and in their testing and in their inspections. This was a study, though, from public health officials. Let me see if I could find. I thought it was from New York. Hold on a second. Let me see if I could get the source. Oh, come on. Department of Environmental Health Sciences at Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health. Mailman School of Public Health in New York. And then also Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University Palisades, New York. So these were researchers. Now, I don't know if maybe they got a grant. They said the funding was from the U.S. National Institutes of Health Office, U.S. National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences, and U.S. National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research. But, you know, the EPA's job is to be inspecting this. And so academia is taking it on them to do this research. And it's pretty significant. So I wrote a piece on this. You could see the map, and you could see which, you know, states. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we seem to have pretty good levels, except our uranium is kind of high. But, man, when you look at Nebraska, dang, do they have a chromium issue, it looks like. Wisconsin, parts of Arizona, some chromium issues. Barium issues, northern Arizona, Oklahoma, parts of Texas, Nebraska. Just when you look at some of these, you're like, why are there so many issues, especially in the Midwest? In terms of the eastern seaboard, it's a little mixed. But, but New York has gone through, huge leaps to try to, you know, work on their water systems. So we'll keep you guys posted with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody just wrote, what about Brita filter? Here's my thing with the Brita filter. I don't know if the Brita filter cleans out the micro concentrations of metals to that degree. I know the Brita filter does help filter. What I don't like with the Brita filter is I notice in my glass, and it could be an old version, but every time we had it, there were like little black things in my water. I don't know if they came from the filter. I don't know what happened. And we've had a couple different filter sets, so I don't necessarily use that. I don't like buying water and water bottles because of the plastic and the exposure to plastics. But, you know, if you live in a place where there's these issues, that's got to get looked at. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys aren't going to like this. They're already talking about the hurricane season. And they are expecting the hurricane season to be a busy one. I can't stand the fact that these hurricanes do the damage that they do. And when the experts predict, you know, how many named storms and whatever? They're usually not too far off. So Colorado State University researchers are predicting an above-normal active Atlantic Basin hurricane season this year. We get affected more so by the Atlantic as opposed to Hawaii and East Asia gets affected more by Pacific. So that's why all eyes are on the Atlantic. Hurricane season and those names, etc. Oh, I have the names. They're interesting. But in a press release this week, researchers state that they expect 19 named storms. Usually the mean is about 14.4. That actually has gone up. It used to just be about 12 named storms. But now they're expecting about 19 this year. Nine of which hurricanes, four of which classified to be major. I know some of you are like, well, hopefully all of those just stay in the Atlantic and they never hit us. So I hope so too. But the problem is the bigger the hurricane, the larger, like if there's a Category 5 storm, there's a higher chance that, you know, that bruise in the Atlantic, there's a higher chance it does hit us because these storms then don't dissipate that quickly. They don't move necessarily, you know, they're larger, so they take up more geography, which means it could then hit our shores. And they're just, you know, they feed on themselves. They feed on the warm water. So the bigger a hurricane, the longer it can live. So, and not all the case, but, you know. So June 1st starts the official start of hurricane season. So even though we have some time, do you remember a year or two ago, officials are saying we need to start hurricane season May 15th? I'm like, nope. We don't need to start it. Let it, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. Let it start, you know, deep into June. But the reason why is special tropical weather outlooks have been issued before June 1st in the past. So we start to kind of warn people in those areas, you know, you need to be kind of ready by May. Why am I talking about it now in April? Well, with supply chain issues, with food shortages and all sorts of things that are being planned and warned of. If you live in an area that's hurricane prone, you want to start getting, you know, your ducks in a row now. September is usually the most active month. Hurricanes are categorized by their wind speed, and they're designated using the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. So Category 1 hurricanes don't get named until the winds are above 74 miles an hour. I've had 45 to 50 mile an hour winds where I live, and they're like, this is hurricane. Not entirely. It's got to hit at least 74. By Category 2, they have to be over 96 miles an hour. And Category 3 has winds of about 111. Category 4 has winds of 130. Category 5 have winds of over 157 miles an hour. Now, Category 3 storms have been known to be devastating. So you can imagine what Category 4 and Category 5 do. In any given year, the Atlantic Ocean averages 12 to 14 named storms. A couple years ago, it was about 12. Now, they've upped it to 14.4. Six become hurricanes, three becoming major, meaning over Category 3. The fact that we have nine major hurricanes, four super major, and they're expecting us to have at least 90 storm days. We'll talk about that too. So, Hurricane Katrina, people always think, well, how bad was that one? Hurricane Katrina was a Category 5 back in 2005, but when it made landfall, we're being told it had already dropped to a 4 and a 3. Many news outlets say it was at Category 3 strength when it killed 1,800 people and caused $108 billion in damage. So people think Hurricane Katrina was a Category 5. It was in the Gulf at one point a Category 5. It was huge. And it hovered, if you remember. But it was a Category 3 when it was doing most of its damage. Slower winds, it could grow in strength, and it just sat there. But the deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane in 1900. Over 10,000 people died. So they saw the storm coming, they just didn't know how bad the storm was. So CSU researchers say that current weak La Nina conditions look fairly likely to transition to neutral El Nino Southern Oscillation by this summer fall. The odds of a significant El Nino seem unlikely. So some of you are like, okay, good. If there's no El Nino, we're good. Not entirely. When we have an El Nino, that's when we have a lighter hurricane season. Sea surface temperatures average across the eastern and central tropical Atlantic are currently near average. Caribbean and subtropical Atlantic sea surface temperatures are warmer than normal. We anticipate an above-average probability for major hurricanes making landfall along the continent's United States coastline and the Caribbean. As is the case with all hurricane seasons, coastal residents are reminded that it only takes one hurricane making landfall to make it an active season for them. They should prepare the same for every season, regardless of how much activity is predicted. So our hurricane seasons are dependent on El Niño and La Niña forecasts. El Niño is this ocean-atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific. That then causes wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region. That is linked to lower active hurricane seasons. La Niña, though, is reflected by below-average sea surface temperatures extending from the western to eastern Pacific. That changes then the wind shear, and La Niña years forecast a more serious hurricane season. For those of you in meteorology, it'll make a lot more sense. Warmer temperatures across the Atlantic and Caribbean thus happen, and then monsoon activity in Africa also increase hurricane activity. So when you watch weather.com, Weather in Motion, you start to see Western Africa, these hurricanes come off the Western Africa coast, and then they just chug across the Atlantic coming to us. Some go straight up into the Atlantic North and dissipate, some don't. So what are the Atlantic hurricane names? Well, for this year, we have Alex, Bonnie, Colin, Danielle, Earl. Hurricane Earl worries me a little bit, and then we have a Hurricane Fiona, right? Like Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Gaston, Hermine, Ian, Julia, Carl, Lisa, Martin, Nicole, Owen, Hurricane Paula, Hurricane Richard, Sherry, Tobias, Virginine, and Walter. So I don't know which ones I worry about. I don't think I like Earl or Fiona. I'm a little nervous about those and Gaston. Those sound big. Usually the first one, you know, they're like, guys, we just had Tropical Storm Alex. And you're like, well, wait a second. When was that? And it's usually early on, so I'm not really worried about Alex. But, yeah, Tobias could be a biggie, too. The Eastern North Pacific, they have Agatha, Bloss, Celia, Darby, Estelle, Frank, Georgette, Howard, Yvette, Javier, Kay, Hurricane Kay. My mom's name is Kay. That's going to be a bad one. Lester, Madeline, Newton, Orlean, Payne, Rosalind, Seymour, Tina, Virgil, Winifred, Xavier, Yolanda, and Zeke. So the time to prepare for hurricane season is now. Make sure you have your, extra water sources, canned foods, flashlights, medical supply kit, batteries, blankets, cash, medication, waterproof containers, things like that. The boards you're going to need to board up, because by the time you do try to get it, they'll be in short supply. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.